Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty short one today, mercifully so for me, but we've got a couple impactful items, so let's jump in. It's Monday, so don't forget to send your new letter to Congress from Income Movement. Only takes a few seconds, and it's one of the easiest ways to make your voice heard, and all of us together can be pretty loud. Link below. Conrad Shaw, who is developing the Bootstraps UBI documentary, wrote us an article incorporating his experience with crowdfunding. He leads the reader through the experience of crowdfunding, how it means begging rich people, how that skews the projects that will get funded, how it works the same way with democracy, how meritocracy is a myth, how even people with the best intentions often end up leeches on society when they get rich, and how UBI could change things. The main thrust is that we need charities, entrepreneurship, and democracy itself to be funded in a more democratic, less oligarchic way. Clearly, Yang agrees with this, since he supports UBI, democracy dollars, journalism funds, and maybe even a charity fund, if I remember correctly. Basically, the idea for all of them is that the government should give people vouchers that they can then use to vote on media, politics, charity, and products and services. In other words, he basically wants democracy and capitalism to flourish in all things, to make all the decisions in society, rather than just a lucky few directing everything. Mike Breuer also wrote us an article today for Memorial Day, and damned if he didn't make this grown man's eyes mist over. It's so rare to hear a politician who's actually served give such an eloquent speech on such a day. It's personal, and it's powerful. If you don't read it, you're missing out. Links below. Mike also had a great interview with the Young Turks, which touched on his military experience, how he became a progressive, how he's grown in the primary, why he's better than McGrath, electability, and some of his policy positions. Then he had an interview with Matt to talk about his endorsements, McConnell's immoral obstruction of our democracy and failure to help Kentucky, the upcoming debate, and more. Meanwhile, Scott visited Underground RT to explain the economic need for emergency UBI, particularly instead of means-tested aid, as well as the failure of our leaders to provide it, particularly Biden's pointed silence on the issue, and why Trump and Republicans haven't embraced a policy that so obviously is popular and beneficial. That's something that I'd really love to know as well, but I have a sad sneaking suspicion that the answer is going to be the same thing as it always is, which is partisan politics. Basic Income Quotes tweeted a quote from Nobel laureate economist Abhijit Banerjee today, where he expresses a desire for a single universal subsidy in place of the mess of subsidies that we have now, which try to predict what every person needs, rather than simply letting people decide what they need. In other words, he supports a UBI. And finally, Humanity Forward has produced another mask, this one with an American flag covering the entire front. Link below if you're interested. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Send your letter to Congress, give Conrad and Mike's articles a read, fill out and share the California survey, visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action, call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives, help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the Resist Bot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.